This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I'm your host, Everett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They were last on the show back in April. I'm talking about Atomera Minerals Corp. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol DDNFF. And if you're over in Canada, on a Toronto Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ADZ. And with us today is the president, CEO, and director of the company, Mr. Mark Kalibaba. Mark, it's nice to meet you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm always happy to be here.
Now, Mark, last time on the show, you talked about working on getting your projects ready for drilling. From your last news release on June 27th, it looks like you're mobilizing a drill and you guys are ready to go. It's great when we see companies like yours that hit their milestones. Could you maybe remind us about this project?
Yeah, you bet. We're talking about Buckhorn 2.0. This is a project that surrounds the past producing Buckhorn mine. This is a mine that it was mined by Kinross. It produced 1.3 million ounces of gold, average grade of 13 grams per ton. So that's, we're looking for high grade targets. That mine was mined up until 2017. And currently there's also a mill that's on care and maintenance in the general region. So this is a real interesting area for us. Once Kinross dropped that ground, we picked it up, we staked it, we started doing work on it. But one of the real kicker was we did a deal with Kinross for a lot of this older data. And that was a big deal because we put a value on that data along with what we've collected, probably in the order of about $15 million. And it advances us greatly, maybe by, 5 or 6 years. So a pretty big deal for us.
That sounds amazing.
And what we've done in the last several months since getting that data last September is we've gone through it. We've looked at it in many different ways. We like to stack the layer in different layers and try to develop targets that have multiple data sets that indicate anomalies. So mag, EM, geochemistry, and that sort of thing. So we've developed a lot of really good targets.
That sounds awesome. Now, you also have other projects you're working on. Could you tell us more about them?
Yeah, you bet. One of the other big projects for us is called Cook Mountain. This is a project where we've got a partnership with Hochschild. Key note on that project is last year we did some drilling. We hit a couple of holes that had some high grade, one in particular, Lamport South. This is about a kilometer from a known mine that's almost a million ounces of gold, high grade. This was a target that we drilled last year. We hit some high grade values, and we hope to do a bit more drilling on that this year as well. And we've got a number of other projects that we've got, and we don't always work on everything. A lot of these things are strategic holdings, but they're projects that we'll work on in due course. Right now, our key project is Buckhorn. It's our flagship, and that's where the real value is. I mean, some of the targets we've developed, if I was to say to 10 geologists or explorers, what do you do with these targets? I think 9 or 10 of those would say, you got to drill them. And that's the kind of, the project that we've got right now, and that's what we're looking for, something that can be advanced quickly.
Now, it sounds like things are heating up fast for you guys. So what message do you want to give potential investors as to why they should take a serious look at Atomera Minerals right now?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, we're big believers in gold in this current marketplace. We like gold a lot. And secondly, we've got $15 million of data that we're about to point to drill at. And I think, if you do 10 holes in this type of this caliber of target, I think we've got our shot to make a discovery. If not more than one. So we're really, really pumped on this data set and the drill program we're about to embark on.
That sounds amazing. That was Mr. Mark Kalibaba. He's the president, CEO, and director of Atomera Minerals Corp. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol DNFF and on the Toronto Venture Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ADZ. Mark, it was great having you on the show. Hopefully, we'll see you in another 45 to 55 days to give us an update.
You bet. That would be great, and looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, and take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.